next one pointed, removes problems from you, makes you feel wonderful all over. So this will get involved in the chant. We were all supposed to join in. Look like a bunch of zombies. I've seen better expressions than a dead corpse.
You didn't lead us.
I'm not a leader.
You didn't even follow.
No follower.
What the hell are you?
I'm nothing.
Good. You've made it.
Even though you look like a bunch of zombies, so serious, you look like you have the whole world on your shoulders. You shouldn't feel like that. You feel joyful and happy. This is a happy occasion. It's raining. It's the end of the world. Rejoice. People continuously keep asking me, how do I get rid of my problems? Everybody seems to have a problem. I keep telling you there aren't any problems. But you tell me about your particular problem. Things are like this, things are like that. That's no problem. You want things to be a certain way, your way. You want things to fall into place where you've been brought up to believe is right. It'll never happen. Life goes on just the way it is. It's our business to understand what life really is, what we're all about. If we have a clear understanding of ourselves, we become the happiest people on earth. We become compassionate, kind, peaceful. We no longer have anything to fight. We no longer wish to change anybody or anything. We leave everything alone just the way it is, including ourselves especially. We stop feeling sorry for ourselves. Because we don't have what we think we should have. Or because we have what we think we should have. People want to know in Advaita Vedanta, the best way to get rid of a problem is to sit still and surrender everything to God. Or if we should become active and make something happen ourselves. As an example, somebody cheats you. Should you sue them, take them to court? Should you take any action? Should you just sit still and say, let God take care of it? What should you really do?
Both.
Both are wrong.
Good going.
Scored again.
Yeah. Scored twice.
Both supposes that you are the doer. That you can do something. That you have a choice in the matter. That it's up to you. In reality, you have no choice whatsoever. Everything is predestined and preordained. This means whatever you're doing was inevitable to happen. In other words, if you find yourself sitting still and doing nothing, this is what you were supposed to do. And nothing can make you do anything, no matter how hard you try. If you're supposed to do something, nothing will make you sit still. So go ahead and do whatever you're supposed to do. But the whole secret is you're supposed to understand that you're not a doer. Whatever you wind up doing, you're not a doer. You're not doing a thing. It is not you that's doing anything whatsoever. Everything is happening the way it's supposed to happen. There's a karmic principle involved. It causes you to do what you do. You're like a puppet. And the puppeteer is karma. A lot of you do not like to hear something like this. Because the ego tells you that I'm the doer, I'm supposed to do something. I make my own decisions, I make my own laws, my own rules, my own regulations. That's what you think. That's how it appears to you. But whatever happens is happening from karma. Everything is a continuum. Nothing happens to you that's not supposed to happen. The only freedom you have is your reaction. This is the freedom you have. If you react in the right way, you will be happier than you can ever imagine. I'm not saying the problem will be resolved the way you want it to be resolved. I'm just saying you'll be happier than you can ever imagine. What happens doesn't matter. There's no one on this earth who does anything. The whole universe is a puppet show. We're dancing the dance of Shiva. we think was something important. But really nothing as we appear. Your job is to observe, to watch, to see what's going on, and not to react to anything that's happening. But to stay separate from the happenings. To separate yourself from what's happening. What's happening is happening to the I, to the ego. Not to you. Nothing can ever happen to you. For your true nature is Brahman. Absolute reality, pure awareness. This is what you really are, whether you like it or not. Yes, you are God, whether you like it or not. When you care, you don't. You are God. So what are you going to do about it? All you really have to do is to know who you are, to know yourself. Not intellectually, not physically. But consciously. When you see yourself consciously as God, you will see the whole universe as yourself. Everything in this whole universe will become you. There will be no separation between you and your fellow man, the animals, and the minerals, and the flowers. It will be one. It will be you. You are that. So you see, there are no real problems in the world. There are no challenges in the world. Some people have used the word challenge. It's not a problem. Who wants to challenge you? Is there nobody that challenges you? There's nothing you have to overcome. There's nothing you have to fight. There's nothing you have to attain. And there's nothing you have to become. All you have to do is see this clearly for it to happen. Just see it clearly. Not cloudy, but clearly. When you see it clearly, you become that which you see. Now my question to you is, what have you been seeing all these years? What have you been saying? What have you been looking at? Have you been seeing problems, lack, limitation, feeling unloved, feeling that something is wrong someplace? This is the reason why you see these things outside of yourself, too. The world becomes what you see. And you have the freedom to choose what to see. That's the only freedom you have. Everything else is preordained. This doesn't mean that you're stuck in karma. Or it doesn't matter what you do, because whatever you do is preordained. It means that as you see the truth about your life, you become free. In other words, to the extent that you can see the truth about yourself, that you are really Brahman, God. That you are that which is in another exchange, that which is permanent and totally free of anything. To the extent that you can see yourself this way, to the extent that you're free. If you see yourself 20% this way, you're free 20%. 50%, you're free 50%. 100%, you're free 100%. How can you tell what you're doing? By the way you react to conditions. What frightens you? What makes you mad? What makes you angry? What makes you think something is wrong? This will tell you where you're coming from. When you are filled with peace and harmony, nothing can ever hurt you. You become unhurtable. But when you believe what you see, when you believe what you hear, when you believe what the world tells you is true, then you have to experience all the things that you see and believe and hear. It's so simple. Lift your head up to heaven and you'll be in heaven. Lift your head down to hell and you'll be in hell. The world has absolutely nothing to do with it. People have nothing to do with it. You have the freedom to be known as Brahman. You have the freedom to be known as a person who has problems. The choice is always yours. The choice is always yours. How do you feel about yourself right now? Do you really like yourself? Do you appreciate yourself? It makes no difference what position you're in or what you're doing in life. You can't say you like yourself if you have a good job, you're making a lot of money, you're the healthiest person on earth. These things have absolutely nothing to do with it. For you are not the body. You're not who you think you are. Let go of all the thoughts about yourself, good or bad. Right now, let go of everything. Everything that's ever bothered you. Everything that's ever hurt you. Drop it. Lift yourself up to the highest. Where there's no pain, no lack, no limitation. This is the land of the Buddha. The end of samsara. In the land of the Buddha, there's only peace and quietness and joy. You have crossed the ocean of samsara. And you are totally free. Right now. Your brains have been expunged. You no longer have to carry a karma around with you. Samskaras, karma is all finished for you. Feel this. Feel your freedom. The freedom of being confined to a body. Feel free from this. You are consciousness, pure awareness. And you encompass the whole universe. How beautiful it is. All fear has left you. You are seeing the whole world as a dream. It can never hurt you again. It has no power. The only reason you've been hurt previously is due to the fact that you've thought this world as being real. And you've reacted to it. But now you're beginning to see that this world is Maya. It is a dream. And like in a dream, you are the dreamer. When you are asleep, you are total peace. You have a dream about a war. You're in the war. You get wounded. Your leg has to be amputated. You go through all kinds of experiences. And then you wake up. And you feel refreshed. You had a long, beautiful sleep. But you were dreaming about the war. You were dreaming about the experiences. This hour is right now for you. The whole world, the whole universe that you behold is your dream. And you're taking it for reality. This is where suffering ensues. You take the world to be real and you react to this world. But you're reacting to a dream. And as long as you keep reacting to this world, you'll never awaken. It is virtually impossible for you to awaken. As long as you think this world is real. Catch yourself thinking. Ask yourself who thinks. Be truthful to yourself, say, I think. And don't realize that you're not the I. So I think, and you have absolutely nothing to do with it. And where does I come from? If I have absolutely nothing to do with it, you say to yourself, why is the I there? Why does it present itself to me? By the very question, the I will be destroyed. And will find absolute freedom. You have to learn to keep inquiring within yourself. nobody outside of you can help you. All the answers are within you. You are the answer. Feel how wonderful this is. It's all the answers you've been looking for within yourself. Whatever you've been searching for, whatever your needs are, feel it within yourself. You've got everything you need within yourself. Dive deep within yourself. Don't be afraid to let go. Nothing can ever hurt you again. As you're sitting here this way, all the stuff that has been holding you back from your highest good, is melting away. Feel this happening. All of those things that have held on to you for so long, in the form of disease, lack, limitation, unhappiness of any kind, ignorance. Feel it all dissolving right now. Feel it happening. You are the Divine One. you as that which has always been. And that which will always be. Your awareness. Total joy and peace. You don't have to try to make it happen, it's already happening. There's nothing you have to do, just be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Say this to yourself. Not your ego. Not the person I. But I am, which is really you, is God. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. It is now the time again to play Stump the Guru. I know these stumpers over there. No stumpers today. Well, I'll have to ask if you have any questions.
Yeah, I got some. A couple of weeks ago, I mentioned something that I've run across, heard, that seemed to be important, and the more I think about it, the more so it seems. And it's about this disciple who went to the master. And I use the word master because the master rather than a master, because there's only one master. And he said, asked him, do you and I live in the same world? And the master said, yes, we do. But there is a difference. And that is that you think that you live in the world, and I know the world lives in me. And that seems to be the whole deal in a nutshell.
Yes, it's in a nutshell. The whole world's in a nutshell.
A nutty shell.
You're the nut.
On the head nut. That's good, friend.
Still in which.
Anyone like to say something, ask a question? Do something?
Should we start building an ark?
Well, this is an ark.
Yeah.
Too late, too late.
Robert, if it's all predestined, then what is happens to man's free will and creativity and literature? Art?
Man's free will is only that to react. The only free will what we have is that to react to a condition, a person, place of thing. Art, literature will take care of itself. It's all karmic. Your body is here for a specific purpose. In reality, your body doesn't exist. And because you think you are a body, leave it alone. If you leave it alone, it will be done better than you can ever do anything. Whatever you came here to do will be done. In a beautiful way. And it'll have absolutely nothing to do with it. It'll happen by itself. When you think you have to do something and you're the doer and you're not the doer. When you're the doer, you suffer accordingly. Because you're part of the world which doesn't exist. When you realize you are the one beyond everything, transcending everything, then everything takes care of itself. So whatever is happening, watch it, don't judge it, observe it, look at it, do not react to it. And then you will do what you're supposed to do, automatically. Whatever you came here to do, you will do. Karmically, we all came here for a specific purpose. That's the appearance. So you'll find your right place by doing nothing.
Hard doing nothing.
By doing nothing, I mean mentally. Keep your mind still. Do not agitate your mind by thinking thoughts that you have to do something, something has to be done. Keep your mind on God, so to speak, by keeping it clear, absent from thought. Your self-inquiry, you can calm the mind down. But you will see, while you're doing this, your body will pick itself up and do what it has to do. Better than you can ever do it yourself. Everything will be done. You must assure it will be done. You have nothing to do with it. It will be done. Try it. See what happens. Try, let's say, starting tomorrow. You will not think about your work, or the food you're going to eat during the day, or what you're going to wear. But try to keep your mind clear, free. But you will watch yourself, you will see that you get up out of bed, and you put on the right clothes, you eat your breakfast like you're supposed to, you go out into the world, and do whatever you're supposed to do. But you're not part of it anymore. Mentally. Your mind is on God. Your mind is on the absolute reality. Your mind is on perfection. Your mind is still and quiet. Yet you will continue to do what you have to do. You no longer have to watch the clock or watch space and time. You leave everything alone. And everything will happen by itself. In a beautiful way. Try it. How do you get stuck?
It feels like I just get to my name and that's as far as it goes.
What happens after that? It's supposed to happen, nothing, so he's all alone. You always want something to happen. Nothing is supposed to happen. So you're doing good. Keep it up. When something happens, then you got a problem.
I always think something's supposed to happen.
No, on the contrary. Nothing's supposed to happen.
Realization.
There's no such thing. You never look for anything to happen. And everything will happen. What it's supposed to. Everything is natural. Scientifically, if you investigate this universe, you will find that there's no room for anything to happen. Because everything's already happened. Everything's already done, finished. There's nothing to be done, nothing to happen. Most of us are hallucinating. We think we have to make something happen. To be happy, to have peace of mind. But it's already happened. You just have to wake up to the truth. It's a waking up process. It's not a happening process, it's a waking up process. This is what I meant before when I said, be still and know that I am God. Be still, and you will know. You will know that there's no one to know, and there's nothing to know.